This is the President's Club, brought to you by Pizza Hut Coburg. Today we're speaking with Bo Wren, District Deputy Grand Master of Ontario District. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
What inspired you to take on the role for the Freemasons, and what responsibilities do you have? Is it just the kind of an extension of what you were doing?
Yeah, it's basically a progression in Masonry. You get initiated, you move up in the ranks, and then you move through the chairs, you get through all the different aspects of the lodge, and you learn. They say once you become master of the lodge, you can actually run a business once you learn all the chairs in the lodge. But the next step is to go from your lodge to Grand Lodge, if you so choose. And we had an unfortunate event where the gentleman we had lined up to go as DDGM for our lodge fell ill, and we needed someone to fill that spot. I volunteered myself to take on that role, and I got the support of all the past masters in my lodge to do it.
One of the things that I think is maybe, I wouldn't say a mystery necessarily, but we talked about the Masons not really looking for credit for the things that they do in the community. And one of the downsides of that, people don't actually understand where they play a role in the community. Can you fill us in a little bit?
Yes, we have lodges spread over the entire world. And it's buildings that you pass and you probably didn't even know that there was a Masonic lodge there, that's what it was. As far as the charity events that we do and the money we raise and the help we do for the community, we're not looking for any attaboys or anything. We just want to help our communities that we live in. And so perfect example is before I took the role as DDGM, I contacted all the mayors of all the towns that my district encompasses and asked them, what can we do to help you? And they were kind of taken aback because 9 times out of 10, mayor doesn't get a call wanting to know what help they can get from someone else. They're usually being asked for help, right?
What sort of things are you doing in Northumberland, in Port Hope and around the area?
We have several social events that are going on in the Masonic Lodge in Coburg. We have Euchre tournaments and stuff for that lodge to help to raise money. We also deliver wreaths at Christmas to the cenotaphs. The lodge in Port Hope, they had a Christmas tree at Christmas time, and they asked everyone when they came to a meeting to please bring sanitary products for women, bathroom essentials, so that they could donate to the women's shelter, and also toys for the kids. I know that the lodge in Coburg works, they do a lot of things with the Legion.
When we talk about challenges, would you say that there are any particular challenges that the club faces in fulfilling its mission, and how do you work to overcome them?
The biggest challenge that we have is I'd say, raising money to support the lodge themselves. Membership's kind of been on a decline, but as you said, we don't advertise. To be a Mason, you got to know a Mason, or you got to ask. I do feel that Masonry on a whole is on an upswing.
How does the concept of being builders, what does that look like in modern day Freemasons?
We're not operative, but speculative Masons. We use the working tools as different symbols for different aspects of your life. We have different tools to figuratively describe our faith, hope, charity, patience, tolerance, forgiveness, all these different aspects of what makes a Mason a Mason.
Now, if somebody was interested, could they reach out to somebody or come around to the hall and learn more?
Absolutely. Anyone who knows of a Masonic Lodge in their area can contact that lodge directly, the master of the lodge or the secretary of the lodge, and set up a meeting with them and then go from there.
There's a certain amount of mystery inherent, it seems, with the Freemasons. Is that on purpose?
It is. We're not a secret society. We're a society with secrets. There's traits and things that we do to bring the best out in men and to make them a better father, a better husband, a better employee, a better worker. So we help to promote that sense of unity and fraternity, but also to uphold the fraternal view of them being a Mason.
Thank you very much for coming in. I really appreciate your time.
Thank you for having me, Joe.
For more features as part of this series, click the President's Club tab on our website.